Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Joe Biggs with Infowars.com. Now, we just landed in Chicago. We are about to approach the Haman site, illegally detaining American citizens, throwing them inside this warehouse, and essentially torturing them. Some have been killed. I mean, this is out of control, and this is happening in the heart of America. As you can see just ahead of me, we're approaching this building. This is the first time I've seen it, and this is a big, big warehouse. There's a lot of traffic, people coming in and out. Looks like there's a gate guard down here, fenced around the place. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to try to find a parking spot. We're going to get out. We have to go on the Alex Jones show. We're going to call in and, you know, tell them about what we've seen so far. We're going to walk around, look at some different stuff, and just talk about what we know so far with this case. The fact that, like we said before, they're illegally detaining American citizens, holding them there, beating them there, torturing them, not giving them their rights as far as being able to call a lawyer, make phone calls. Essentially, like we've said before, this is kind of like a domestic Guantanamo here right in the heart of America. So this is something we're going to investigate. Continue watching for reports, because we're going to be over here for the next course of 5 days trying to dig, find information, expose the tyranny happening here in Chicago. Because if it's happening in Chicago, by God, it's probably happening in many other cities as well, like Detroit, L.A., places like this have to exist in other areas, and all we've done is just scratch the surface.
The Guardian has reported that they hold people up to 2 days, and people have died in there. I mean, imagine just being taken to a secret facility. Here we are. It says, attention, no trespassing. Any unauthorized persons found in home square property are subject to arrest.
We've heard, based off many articles that have been out in The Guardian and all this, that this place is...
Put the mic up to the...
Well, can you have them
up to the hole?
So, but why are you guys acting so secretive about this place?
We're not acting secretive.
But why can't you just answer a few questions?
I'm allowed to answer those questions.
But why not, though? There's nothing going on.
I have nothing to say.
So, but you guys at least admit, though, that you guys illegally detain people here and hold them without reading them the rights.
I said, if you have a question, ask you, sir.
So he's refusing to talk to us, and he says that we have to go to a public affairs office, which is not even around this area, which is blocks and blocks away. Do what now?
You have to exit our property.
What's going on here?
You have to exit the property.
Well, I just can I ask what's going on?
You have to go back to home, and where it's public property.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You're going to have to go back to Holman, like right now. You're going to have to go all the way to Holman, okay, like right now.
What's your name?
You're going to have to go all the way to Holman. I'm Sergeant Petrina Wines.
Sergeant Petrina Wines.
All the way back to Holman,
okay.
Right now.
Okay, we will.
Right now.
We are.
Now.
Do you guys agree with torturing people and holding them without due process?
Holman Street, public property right now.
Can you show us where the sites are where you guys hold people illegally?
Wow, so as you can see, we just got out to investigate. We walk up, we go and try and talk to the guy at the gate. He won't talk to us. He's trying to send us on this wild goose chase to go meet with a public offender. I'm asking, are you aware, sir, of what's going on here at this facility? Do you know that they're illegally taking people, holding them hostage, shackling them to benches, beating them? Someone's died there. I mean, this is out of control, and he's looking at me like I'm out of my mind, you know? So then they send some lady down, a police officer who's in charge or whatever, telling us we have to get off their property. We're clearly standing on a public sidewalk, and she's just harassing us, telling us to get out of there. You need to leave. You need to leave. You need to leave.
But this is a bank sidewalk. This is a bank. Do you work for this bank? Do you work for this bank?
Sir.
This is a bank, though. That's their property. It says Liberty Bank.
You're not standing on bank property right now.
Okay, but I'm about to. You guys are all thugs.
So then we're like, all right, whatever. So we walk across the street into this bank parking lot, and for no reason, I mean, it blows my mind, this guy decides to just drive up and tell us, hey, I'm undercover. You can't film me. Like, first of all, we weren't even filming you. You drove in front of our shot live on TV, on the radio, to tell us that you're an undercover cop and that if that footage gets out, you're going to get killed. I mean, why would you do that?
Sorry to interrupt.
What's up?
It's an undercover car. Would you mind erasing the part where I drove through just so I don't get killed when they find out my license plate?
Yeah.
All right. right, folks. We're live broadcasting worldwide. Get ready when we come back. We're going to break everything down on this March 2nd, 2015 global transmission. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, the second day of March, 2015, global transmission. Bruce Fein, the top lawyer at the FCC who got rid of the Fairness Doctrine, restrictions on free speech in talk radio, restrictions on being able to give analysis and commentary, will be joining us in the second hour today to break down exactly what is in this still secret FCC monstrosity. And the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others criticize those Friday and over the weekend that dare even ask for it. There's nothing more outrageous in this world than actually wanting to see legislation or bureaucratic power grabs. It's no big deal that the FCC chairman wouldn't testify before Congress, even though it was a congressionally funded and created agency. It's no big deal that they're making the information secret. It's no big deal that they've now announced that the entire telecommunications, internet, cable systems are under their control. Why, they might even just announce that they're over print media, which is basically what they're saying, because that's what the internet mainly is text. But how dare you? In fact, the headline was, conspiracy theorists have a new conspiracy concerning the FCC. Let us see the regulations. Can you imagine how outrageous that's? That'd be like walking on a car lot and there's no cars. And you say, I'd like to see the cars and drive the cars. And they go, ha, 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 ha. You want to see the car? Just pay the money. You go, okay, let me see the amount. Oh, you can't see the amount. Well, you just walk off the lot. But see, here, you can't walk off the lot. In fact, please put the Washington Post headline back up. Good job finding that so quickly. For TV viewers, we've got it on screen. There's already a conspiracy theory brewing over net neutrality. That's right. Let us see what you passed out of your Obama-appointed stacked and packed FCC commission, with the other dissenting members saying it's a total and complete power grab, which it is, but then we can't see it. That's coming up. Boehner fights is heating up as folks try to remove him as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. He is the big problem who helped author Obamacare with the neocons and the Democrats. He is the guy going along with the gun grabbing, going along with the open borders, going along with protecting Obamacare. And the media is just like, oh, can you believe the right-wing extremists in the House? Why, they may even have the votes to remove him as Speaker this week. This is just outrageous. And I'll tell you something even more outrageous. They don't like Jeb Bush, who's anti-gun and pro-open border, and who supports world government. I mean, can you imagine these extremists? They don't like NAFTA and GATT that deindustrialized the country. I mean, what is their problem? Boehner's now defending his U.S. House leadership and amid conservative unrest. How about people that aren't suicidals unrest? How about people that aren't destructive of the republic unrest? How about people that don't have a death wish for the free market and prosperity and care about their children and care about freedoms unrest? How about those of us that aren't insanes unrest? How about that? And, of course, the big enchilada. I mean, there's a lot of First Amendment news, really draconian stuff we're going to be getting to. Google may be getting ready to commit suicide as we know it. Other groups have done this, Yahoo, Reddit, a lot of other groups that are smaller but still quite large. Google wants to rank websites based on facts that are chosen by Soros groups. I'm not kidding. Not links. That's an Infowars.com article. Google, moving to shut down alternative media by ranking sites on facts rather than popularity, wants to cross-check websites against debunking sites such as Snopes, that's run by a lady in an apartment with a cat. But George Soros groups have certified it as good, and so it's good. That's an Infowars.com article that links directly to this article in New Scientist. Google wants to rank websites based on facts, not links. The trustworthiness of the web pages might help it rise up Google's rankings if the search giant starts to measure quality by facts, not just links. That's right. It's not how popular something is. It's, oh, a George Soros group says Alex Jones is discredited. There's no drones in the skies. Or there's no death panels in Obamacare. Or you can keep your doctor, or we're not coming after your guns. I mean, these are a pack of liars. They get up on TV and say there's no side effects. Vaccines are completely safe and effective. No side effects. You pull out the insert, it says may kill you, may cause diabetes. May. Meanwhile, Soros and the Ford Foundation donated nearly $200 million to pro-net neutrality groups that weren't really net neutrality groups. See, that's how you control the opposition. You lead it. And a couple of years from now, once they've got their censorship in place, which they're now announcing, people will then stand around and blame the new Republican president. And, of course, you know the Republican leadership, because they're part of the same group, went along with this last week last Thursday and signed off on it and said, we're not going to block it. We're not going to block the FCC, even though they had the votes to do it. We're going to green light you to do this. So you go ahead and you power grab the Internet. So that's our top story in the second hour. The big top story that, quite frankly, in the current position the world is in, economically, geopolitically, militarily, what we are currently facing right now is one of the most dangerous combinations of geopolitical confluence that I've ever seen. And, of course, I'm talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, who's gotten here to the United States and just addressed AIPAC, the American-Israeli lobby, one of the most powerful of the big four lobbies out there. And I've really tried to analyze what's going on here and looked at it from every single angle. And in the next segment, I'm going to give you the macro view and the micro view of the different confluences taking place here. First off, this is about 80% staged. They've been engaged in this fake jousting between Obama and Benjamin Netanyahu for the last 6-7 years. And at first, it's kind of like you start wrestling with your brother or wrestling with your buddies, and then all of a sudden somebody gets hurt and the fight starts. I've looked at this very carefully. It was 100% fake 5-6 years ago. Now, because Netanyahu's battling for his political life and Obama is battling for his political life with the left that is extremely anti-Israel in the mainstream. I mean, let's just say they're anti-Semitic. And I'm saying that from a political atheist perspective. And I'm not saying I'm a political atheist. I'm saying I'm going to tell you what's going on from a political science textbook perspective. And you know, folks, I know what I'm talking about. That's not confidence. It's a fact. I know the players. I know the parties. I know the groups. But the fact that this play fight has now turned into a real fight, and it's real, 20% of it's real, after today's speech, and after tomorrow's speech at Congress, unprecedented, it might become 30, 40% real. Well, 1% real with something like this is extremely dangerous. And so I'm going to, just 100% when we come back from break, tell you what I really think is going on here. And I know most of it. I mean, I know I'm right about most of it. I've got to speculate on a few areas that are obscured from view, but from past analysis, and I think it's time to just see in the third hour if Steve Pachinik can pop in for a quick look, 10 minutes, just on Israel. I want to get his view. I don't know it exactly, but I think I'm going to get it. Then I call Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. I really respect him as well. I only want a 5-10 minute pop-in from both men. I just thought of that. I want to get their take to kind of reality test what I'm about to say. I'm going to break this down when we come back, and then I'm going to bounce it off you, the listeners, as well. But see, I'm not an idiot. I don't just pick a side, like, I'm with George Soros, kill the cops, or the cops are perfect, and we should back them no matter what they do. You want to bring down police departments in this country, that's what'll do it, because then that'll create an atmosphere of just above the law behavior, thugs will run wild, it'll discredit the entire institution. You've got to look at both sides of the thing. So it's not like I'm totally for Israel and I'm totally against Obama, or I'm totally for Obama, I'm totally against Israel. There's a lot of theater going on here, but there's some real chunks of meat in this stinking soup. We'll get in there and look at those, the different confluence of influences and things that are in there, because I'm going to extrapolate out after the next segment why I'm so concerned. Here's the headlines. Netanyahu, Iran, nuclear deal threatens Israel's security. Big Israeli paper. Report, Channel 7 TV, Obama threatens to shoot down IAF Iran strike. You've got the former head of the Mossad saying Netanyahu must go. See, there's an internal battle going on inside of Israel right now. In fact, I know you guys printed that for me. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I got it out of the Guardian. Netanyahu's address to Congress will be the most important speech of his life. Wash Post. Republicans seek coveted Benjamin Netanyahu speech tickets from boycotting Democrats. Obama Netanyahu on collision course for 6 years in the making. ABC. Former Mossad head urges Israeli voters to oust Benjamin Netanyahu. It's all coming up.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Here's some of the headlines. Paper: Obama threatened to shoot down Israeli jets. Netanyahu warns an Iran deal could threaten Israel's existence. relations stronger than ever with the U.S., says that he doesn't mean disrespect to Obama. List times Israel defied America to act in self-interest. Election watchdog orders TV and radio stations to impose 5-minute delay on Netanyahu address to Congress tomorrow to stop electioneering. Kerry cautions Israel not to undercut Iran talks. Now, let's just stop right here. I was reading headlines from DrudgeReport.com. Let's just stop right there and actually break down what's going on here. If you look at Israel's perspective, they're worried about Iran getting nuclear weapons. Israel, represented by Netanyahu, who is in political trouble right now, and who a lot of people are sick of. So let's be clear about that. Netanyahu may speak for Israel at this point as their prime minister, but he may be the leader in the Knesset, but he is not the only person that speaks for people in Israel. Just like Obama is not the only person that speaks for Americans. And obviously, we all know that, but it's important to just pull that into context. Now, let me get into the meat and potatoes here. From the hardline Likudnik perspective, Israel, at least 7 other times, has attacked countries in the Middle East whenever it was being threatened or had been attacked, even when the United States was not backing it. And Israel tried to false flag the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt. And that's since come out, and the Israeli pilots have spoken out. They were ordered to blow the ship up, and they failed. The point is, governments do that. So when Benjamin Netanyahu comes out and says that in his AIPAC speech just an hour ago, that is major, major saber rattling. And Saudi Arabia is saying that they will back Israel in their major papers. So they've officially said this in a strike on Iran's nuclear sites. And then if Iran responds, Saudi Arabia already has nukes, ladies and gentlemen. That came out a long time ago. Israel has 800 nukes at least. They're talking about nuke strikes with so-called tactical nukes on some of these underground bunkers, and then Russia could get involved, and that's where it leads into a World War III scenario. And we've got former CIA folks actually in the news talking about that today, so that's coming up in the next segment. So I'm laying out just different pieces of what I'm looking at. So we're not just saying, I'm with Israel, or I'm with Iran, or I'm with Obama. Let's look at the different interests that are out there. Now, to understand what's happening between Iran and Israel and Saudi Arabia right now, let's pull back. Israel, shamefully, the United States, shamefully, Europe and NATO, shamefully, Turkey, shamefully, Saudi Arabia, shamefully, all have been involved in the dirtiest of crime. That's a fact. Just a fact. And you got to understand this point to understand the entire compendium. You get this, you get everything. What's been going on in Syria for 4.5 years, just north of Israel, in Lebanon, bordering Iraq, and Jordan, and Turkey, and what they're going to make Kurdistan? Syria. You control that, you control the entire region. It's a key piece. You take the Russian Mediterranean port, you get the oil and gas pipelines, you install a regime. There's been a Shiite, Iran, Wahhabist Sunni proxy war, Saudi Arabia, in Syria for 4.5 years with the United States and Israel, with Saudi Arabia ganging up on the moderate Shiite, Alawite minority that runs that country, with the Christian minority, committing war crimes and pumping in al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia to bring them down, committing atrocity upon atrocity. Israel has been involved in this. Netanyahu, and I'm not demonizing Netanyahu. This is a fact. He gave a speech 6 months ago. It was in the Jerusalem Post headline. Why we need al-Qaeda in Syria. And the answer is, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. No, 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 you don't use the Ring of Mordor. It only ends up corrupting you. So there are some of the pieces. Now, when I come back, I'm going to restate that and then break down exactly what's happening here and why this is so dangerous. Because there's double and triple crossing going on right now. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Let's sit back like globalist sociopaths and psychopaths and not analyze what's happening from a moral position or taking sides. Let's analyze it from a cold-blooded position and then apply our heart and logic to making the right decision. But when you're emotional about breaking down what globalists are up to, you miss most of their real program. Again, this Netanyahu-Obama situation is staged, has been staged. But there is a major power split taking place that is extremely dangerous. And I'm going to break that down in just one moment. Earlier, if you were listening to the ad, you heard Jakari Jackson cut a promo for the TuneIn app. And we'll put their website up on screen for folks. And if you go to TuneIn.com, you just search Alex Jones or the Alex Jones Show. TuneIn has tens of millions of listeners per day. It's on basically every device out there, from PlayStations to Kinect systems to Roku, Boxy, thousands and thousands of platforms. And this is a great way, not just for you to listen to us at TuneIn.com and to, you know, sign up to place it on your player or device when you're playing World of Warcraft or you're playing these different virtual reality games like Call of Duty. The real war, if you're going to have some R&R, I'm not against video games and things if it's a small part of your life or sports or anything. It's when it becomes your obsession. If I was playing these video games or I was playing online chess with people, which I've done before, I will sit there in the comments and tell them what I do and tell them about InfoWars.com. That's just part of life. I talk at the grocery store. I talk at the drugstore. I talk at the mall. I talk in the movie theater line. On the hike and bike trail. I strike up conversations. We're not supposed to communicate with each other. We're supposed to just sit there on the television programs. But our tens of millions of listeners worldwide, when you're on a multiplayer device or you're communicating with someone or you're signing off on your email or you are posting something on Facebook, please let them know about the InfoWars.com links at InfoWars.com/show to find the free audio and video links. Please tell people that we're at TuneIn.com and send them the link to the subpage where you can sign up for free right there on the site and get the show. We've only been on for a couple days, and we already have 170,000 followers on the TuneIn app. They've only got a couple of our shows since last week up there, and we already have 170,000+ followers on one app. And we have all these other free apps. We have all these other things at InfoWars.com/show. What would happen if you started signing off in your email or on Facebook or on Twitter or other globalist platforms, YouTube, InfoWars.com/show? And again, if you're listening on a local AM or FM affiliate, tell people to tune in to that local AM or FM. Support their sponsors because there's nothing better than an AM or FM because you can saturate the whole town. You can tell anybody how to tune in. Most people have different apps or different computers or a third of the public doesn't even hardly use computers. So you got to reach folks through those AM and FM affiliates. They're so precious because more and more censorship is coming into the web. So our strategy is multi-pronged. Like the fingers of a fist, you combine them to make a fist. We fight for web, true neutrality, and open source freedom. But we also move onto as many platforms and proliferate as much. That's a way for life to survive, is to promulgate, is to spawn. So we're spawning onto every platform we can, as we've always done. I've always been attacked. I've always been censored. It only made us stronger to innovate, to be on every platform out there. So we fight for free speech. We fight for web freedom. We spawn to every platform, old tech, new tech, global shortwave, old satellite systems, new satellite systems, internet, TV, UHF, VHF, cable systems, AM, FM, all of it. And then we also try to get listeners to create their own media operations. So if somebody kills me or takes out my operation, already the understanding of the globalist program is understood. We then put out hard copies on DVD and Blu-ray films and things for people to save and keep. We then have our own independent video streaming platform, PrisonPlanet.tv, to give you the free daily show at InfoWars.com/show. And then we're producing more fighters. Not just out there open source, but getting reporters, getting crews, getting investigative journalists developed and ready to then start spawning operations on their own. We're following the basic rules of life, and we're having victory in the enemy's face. And that's just some of the strategies we're involved in. So tune in. We'll put the website and URL up on screen. TuneIn.com. And you simply go to the site, you type in Alex Jones or Alex Jones Show, And then you can go there, and there is 170,000 people already following us on one platform alone. You know, we've got, last time I checked, 600,000 following the podcast. We've got hundreds of thousands tune in just to our free streams. There's thousands of other systems and stations that duplicate our streams, so it can't be measured. Tens of millions of views a week on YouTube, and then hundreds of other video platforms. And it's all coming out of our central systems that we've then duplicated and have separate servers in Europe and in other areas of the world, in Asia. And we've got servers just sitting there on backup in case we're taken down or attacked, ready to fire up. So we are prepared to continue to get the mission out. Because let me tell you, they shut off nukes in a major city and blame it on the Patriot movement. We're going to get about 50 million visitors in about 10 minutes. And we'll probably go down. And then we'll go back down, back up. We'll probably be attacked, be shut down. We'll have to fire up redundant systems. I might have to, and I've already got plans for this, make a run for the border to get out of the U.S. If it starts fully collapsing, not because I'm running, but because I've got to continue to get the transmission out. I mean, we're not playing games here. We are in a mega crisis, not just InfoWars, all of us together, the whole world. You notice the globalists are starting wars with Russia. They're starting wars in Asia. They're starting wars in the Middle East. They're pulling out all the stops. There's a major intensification economically, socially, at every level. Meanwhile, this weekend, this ties into the story I'm about to get back into with Netanyahu. This weekend, I see USA Today, and then I see the Austin American Statesman, and then I see the Austin Chronicle. Everywhere I look is police killing citizens, and is it racist, and how do we stop the bad cops, and creating all these new Michael Brown type cases, and we cover it as well, but here's the issue. We've always covered it. This is all George Soros, because what they're calling for is federalization of police. What they're calling for is more funding, just like when the CPS screws up, the answer is more funding to expand the CPS. Then they pressure the CPS to grab more kids when kids do get hurt, as if you could ever protect everybody. These are the paradigms they use, and I see this same paradigm being used right now because of the omnipresent surveillance system that the general public has. It's creating the perception that police are killing people at record numbers, when if you look at the statistics, it's flat. And I'm not excusing it, but it's just like people have a perception in every poll. I think it's 77% of Americans in the last Gallup poll I saw last year believe gun crime is up. L.A. Times reported on this 2 years ago. Perception that gun crime is up despite plummeting numbers. It's down 52%. Or 51% since 1992, according to the FBI's own unified crime statistics. I'm just about reality. The reality is gun crime is way down. People think it's way up. The reality is police brutality is flat. It's not way up. Now, we criticize it and always do and want bad cops out of there. But we don't want to go have a race war riot with the police because George Soros pumped $30-something million into it. See, if George Soros is for it, I'm against it. Real simple rule. I can intellectually break down why. He wants open borders, I'm against it. He wants Obamacare, I'm against it. He wants to restrict my guns, I'm against it. He wants global government, I'm against it. He funds the Ferguson kill the police protest, I'm against it. He wants to overthrow Ukraine, start a war with Russia and Georgia, I'm against it. Real simple. Then I can go into each one of those topics and then show you with the evidence why it's bad. That guy's a villain. That guy is trying to mess with us on record. That guy is a living fossil Nazi collaborator who's proud of it. And he's given so much money to the ADL, they love him and give him awards. Hey, ADL, why don't you give Hitler an award posthumously? I'm not joking. If you're going to give George Soros one, then give Adolf Alois Hitler of Austria an award. You're a joke. Excuse me, I'm getting a little upset now. Soros admits responsibility for coup and mass murder in Ukraine, InfoWars.com. You can scroll down and read the transcript, link through to the video, to CNN and Fareed Zakaria. Anyways, I'm done ranting about that. Just get the word out about our broadcast. Google has already started delisting us and others. They've already tried to put out alerts that Drudge has viruses. It's totally made up, been proven that way five, six different times over the last decade. Google is now announcing they're going to start certifying that libertarian and conservative media is not credible and only send you to George Soros media that Media Matters certifies. You cannot make it up. That's who's advising this group at Google. Okay? That's a New Scientist. So understand that we can beat them. People power, HUMET, human intelligence, you telling friends and family about the broadcast, you appreciating the fact that we're under attack because we represent you. We're fighting for freedom. Property rights, family rights, gun rights, religious rights, sovereignty, common sense, local government. I'm getting chills. Everything we love, everything we stand for, we're committed. We recognize the attack. We're rallying patriots worldwide. We're standing up for justice, promoting the good America that the world loved. And they hate us. So we need your support now more than ever. And I don't say that in a whining way. I'm going full in against the enemy with a big fat smile on my face, loving it. I'm just saying it's a bad analogy, but it's a true analogy. Because if you use the first Tron, it's an excellent movie, when the main computer empowers its attack dog and goes, all my systems are yours, and he grows to be like 500 feet tall. You could do that for us right now, folks. You turn your systems, your prayers, your financial support, you're spreading the word more than literally InfoWars will grow up to that size. And it'll be dangerous because then the enemy will fire everything they got at us, which is what I want. I don't have a death wish, but I have a wish to be real and go 110%. And then if they destroy me and my operation, that example of us being blown sky high like the Alamo, will live forever and will inspire victory. I can feel it. I know destiny is in our hands. So you got to go ramming speed. Use another movie analogy, Ben-Hur. You got to go in 110%. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is freedom and not being slaves. And I will fight to the death for freedom. I will never compromise. I will never waver. I will never back down. I'm 110% in. We will beat these people if you simply get that spirit. I'm not going to belabor this. I've got to get into the Netanyahu analysis ahead of the free speech attack that's coming up. I'm going to simplify it and boil it down as best I can. There's just so many components that go into my analysis. That's dead on. But before we go any further, I told you we'd sell out of super male vitality because the word's spreading about how it's concentrated, cold-pressed, known herbs and extracts that just supercharge your glands and your body. You've heard the right reviews. It's sold out. We won't get any more for 2 to 4 weeks. The female, we're not getting more for 6 weeks. That's how long it takes once a new order gets in. We had a new order for male in 3 weeks ago, so it'll take a few more weeks to get it. Female could be in fact, the shortest is 5 to 6 weeks. There's only a very limited supply left of the Super Female Vitality, and we're doing 30% off. Most people will jack up the price, 30% off the already discounted price right now for Super Female Vitality because I want you to try it. I want you to see that we're not playing games about this stuff and what God's creations can do for you. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. We also are going to end up selling out of the Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster, Ancient Defense. You get a free bottle of that with 2 bottles of Survival Shield Super Nascent Iodine X2. That is selling out right now. We've got 7 days left in that sale, and that's how long we estimate it'll take to sell out at current rates. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, let me settle down for a minute. As I start talking about how they're trying to censor us and how we're fighting, and because despite the fact they're attacking us and trying to censor us, we're still rising. And the enemy's just throwing more hooks into us, trying to hold us down like lillipullies, and it's not working. Oh, go back to those timid souls. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. Man, that feels good. To not live in fear, to know who the enemy is, to be clear. All right, let's stop. All right, let me just do this as simply as I can. I spent a lot of time getting into background, getting into analysis. We should probably take that whole 10-minute breakdown I did earlier when we put a YouTube out and sandwich it in to this whole clip that I'm about to get into what's happening with Israel. We will skip this network break because I need time to cover this, and it's so important. There are different power structures, different special interests involved in the world. Why is the gun lobby one of the only true conservative libertarian lobbies that has any power in this country and can defeat the will of the globalists? Because people understand that they're being disarmed to be slaves. And they won't back down on it. They get politically involved and they give money. And they give time and energy to the Second Amendment. They put bumper stickers on their cars. They teach their friends and neighbors how to shoot. So we're winning the fight for self-defense. There's a gun lobby in the U.S. There's the big banking cartel lobby. There's the big pharma lobby. So there's the gun lobby, the big banking lobby, pharma lobby, insurance lobby, defense lobby, and the Israel lobby. So you can say there's six big lobbies, but really there's five, because big pharma and the whole healthcare lobby is pretty much the same group. So five or six lobbies, depending on how you break it down. The Israel lobby is one of the most powerful because it's got about, let's be conservative, 10,000 times the funding of the Scientologist, and will come after you if you mess with any Israeli interest. I'm not comparing Israel to Scientologists. That's another big lobby. It's probably 20 down, but it's tiny, but people fear it. So Israel, of those five lobbies, is probably the weakest lobby when it comes to money, but it's got its operatives in the other lobbies. So you could argue it's the most powerful lobby. But there's infighting between these different lobbies. There's infighting in Israel. Israel's not unified. You got a bunch of people in Israel that are sick of the Likudniks, sick of Benjamin Netanyahu. There's been all these assassinations, the rest of it. Israel has its own problems. And so you've got Netanyahu, who's set for an election coming up. He's neck and neck in the polls. He needs this to grandstand and say, Israel's future's on the line. You've got to commit behind me or it's all over. And he could use this big speech in Congress tomorrow to legitimize an Iranian strike by Israel and Saudi Arabia, which they've both been openly saying that they will work together on. So this may be Netanyahu shelling a Iran strike. That's a whole other kettle of fish that could lead to World War III. We'll break down in a moment. And again, I'm not for it or against it. I'm being a political atheist, just giving you the pieces right now. You can make your decision. We report, you decide, to steal the Fox maxim. So Netanyahu's got selfish reasons for what he's doing. He's being attacked at home. Now enter Obama. What's Obama doing? The left, all they've got is race baiting and class warfare. They're part of the globalist operation. The Democrats totally work for the big interest, special interest, other than the Second Amendment. That's the only interest they don't control, and they hate it. That's the only thing we put energy in, to have an interest, to have a grassroots interest, to have a special interest that represents the general public. So you've got these other lobbies fighting with each other, power grabbing, and the Arabs have probably more money than the Israel lobby at this point at some levels. And so the Saudi Arabians and others are pouring money in. They're also allied with Israel. So there's a little bit of schizophrenia here. And there's juxtaposing balancing acts going on, this whole cloak and dagger situation. So you've got some of the pieces there. Obama wanted left cover to be able to expand a fake globalist Google-run Arab Spring to take over the Middle East, North Africa, and actually put radicals in for Saudi Arabia and Israel to destabilize the entire region and keep it in the Stone Age, bring down industrialized sectors like Egypt and Libya. They've done that, but it backfired. Egypt and others withstood it. Syria withstood it. They're calling Libya a huge failure, saying Al-Qaeda's murdering thousands of minds. No, that was the plan. So the military, one of the big groups, not so much the defense lobby, but the defense operatives themselves, realize this big picture now, and that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. So then they had to act like they were against Al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabia and others had sent into Syria. And so Obama had to come out and act like he was against them, even when he's airdropping them weapons. So here's where it gets confusing. If you're not confused yet, you've got to extrapolate all this out. Clearly, Israel and the United States and NATO were allied purely with Al-Qaeda up until about 2 years ago to take down Syria, to break up Iraq and other areas. So Israel, the U.S. and others were backing Al-Qaeda to engage in some of the greatest atrocities the Middle East has ever seen. when they lost because of Russian special forces technology and advisors and got beaten in a bunch of battles in the last year and a half, and when they couldn't get airstrikes in Damascus and surrounding areas by the U.S. and NATO to break their back, they flipped and made a deal with Iran to double-cross the al-Qaeda people and to remove them, and then to not bring down Syria, but then to have Iran get rid of its nuclear weapons arsenal. The problem, and Iran's had nukes for at least a decade. Let me just get my little newsflash here. I have that from, I'm not even going to get into it, okay? High-level special forces people. They've got satellites and stuff you can see through the rock. They got bombs. Now, they can't deliver them probably. But the point is, you've got all that going on right now. And you got the CIA denying it. So there's this huge balancing act going on from all these different angles and all these different sides. You've got Obama and Netanyahu insulting each other to look good with the anti-Israel crowd that makes up the body of the Democratic Party. The leadership's pro-Israel, but the body of it is anti-Semitic. I mean, if you say you disagree with the color of the sky, they call you anti-Semitic. And by anti-Semitic, I'm not saying there are things to criticize about some of the policies in Israel. It's just vitriolic, mindless, bestial, you know, you're a Jew because you don't want to blow up Israel, Alex, and Israel pays you off. You know, no proof, no evidence, no, just mindless. We're better than you. You're a Jew. We're going to kill you. So you've got that group, and Obama gets huge money from them. It's made up of Arabs, Muslims, trendies. You go to any anarchist event, it's promoted everywhere. It's sick. The left and radical Islam are allied. Netanyahu's got his right-wing base he's feeding red meat to, so they're attacking each other and fighting with each other and criticizing each other and having Kerry being overheard saying things. It's all staged. But just like you're fighting with your brother or your cousin or your buddy, sometimes it turns into a real fight when you're shadow boxing. And so now this has escalated up where Israel, still in the south, is backing some of the rebels and giving ambulance support to al-Qaeda. That's on record. That's in Israeli papers. But meanwhile, they are getting ready to hit Iran, and they're pulling back some of their support for al-Qaeda in Iraq. And so what it looks like, as best I can tell, that Free Syrian Army that's really al-Qaeda, once the U.S. started double-crossing them with Iran, Israel supported them for a while and kind of threatened the West to run in and take over part of Iraq, with Saudi Arabia giving the funding and weapons. And now that isn't going too well, so Israel's pulling back from that support while talking out of both sides of their mouth. And it's a giant disaster mess. And Iran has manipulated with Russia out on top. So they threw a big fit and went and attacked Ukraine. But now the West is losing that. And it is just a giant mess. And as best I can tell, it's now boiled down to pure politics. And historically, when politicians and different mafias cannot get out of a mess, they'll start a war. So Netanyahu is more and more maneuvering towards a Iran strike backed by Saudi Arabia without U.S. support. And he said that at AIPAC this morning. He said, you know, we'll strike countries without your authorization, without your support. Iran will attack Israel. Israel will start using nukes. Russia will probably retaliate with nukes we know they've got in Syria. And you're off to the races. So there you go. Forget whose side you're on. There is no side here. This is a giant you-know-what sandwich, and I don't want to take a bite out of it. And I just want to commend George Soros and Obama and the globalists and all of you. You people have done a horrible job of, quote, taking over. You're just going to blow the planet up. I mean, at a certain point, like Hitler thinking he had a plan to attack Russia, no, these aren't good plans. Stop it. Stop it. And some will argue, well, see, Obama's right. We don't want to attack Iran. They've been attacking Iran through proxies. It's all just a bunch of double-crossing scum. I mean, that's what we've come down to here. It's just a bunch of dishonorable people, rudderless, with a bunch of backstabbing as we lurch towards World War III. Stay with us. Second hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security, alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis, InfoWars, building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive, discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Waging war on corruption. Alex.